text you when the procedure is done. We'll have him good and ready for the wedding night, and you can pick him up in the morning after he's out of recovery. It's fine. Enjoy your bachelorette party. And don't worry about your groom-to-be. We'll take good care of him. Bye now.
Hello, young man. Aren't you a handsome one? And I see you're gonna be married soon. It's very exciting. Well, I'm gonna perform a procedure that will ensure your wedding night is more enjoyable for you and your bride. Your fiancé tells me you'll be wearing white. You should be proud of that. You know, the importance of our society places on male purity. Sure, we want our women to get some experience, but when it comes time to settle down, every woman wants a blushing virgin groom on her wedding night. Now, did you watch the educational film we provided while your fiancé and I went through the forms? It's all right to blush. That was a lot of new information for you, wasn't it? I thought so. So, we try to keep our young men in the dark about all this until shortly before they're married, so they're not tempted to, experiment before marriage. So, do you have a better idea of what's expected on your wedding night? Good. It's all quite exciting, isn't it? Why do you look away? You seem worried about something. Ah, yes, the pain. A lot of men find that part of the film troubling. Yes, a man's first intercourse, while exciting, can be painful, especially when he's not adequately prepared. Well, good news. Your fiancé cares quite a bit about you. The purpose of today's procedure is to make sure your wedding night is pleasurable for both of you. Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit more about the procedure as we proceed with your preliminary examination. So, if you don't mind, please take your clothes off and let's get you up onto the table and have a look at things. Don't be shy. I've examined many young men before. Good. There you go. Up on the table. Lie back and let's get your legs in the stirrups. Good. Now I'm going to raise your head up so you can see what I'm describing to you. Alright, this is your penis. Your fiancé will be quite pleased. I look forward to seeing how you fill out shortly. Okay, now down below your penis we have your testicles, sometimes referred to in coarser circles as your balls. Yes, I agree, that sounds silly. I think you saw in the video that the male can reach such a state of excitement that he ejaculates or forcefully releases fluid, his semen, into the woman, or for that matter, wherever she tells him to release it. Well, your testicles are filled with this fluid. That's where it's stored. Yeah. That's correct. That's why you've been experiencing significant tenderness down there. And that brings us back to the pain. There is a seal between the testicles and the penis that must be broken for ejaculation to happen. The build-up of semen can result in substantial pressure on the seal, and when it finally ruptures, release can bring both pleasure and brief but sharp pain that first time. If it's not done just right, and sometimes even if it is, the recovery can take days. There can be a soreness, and a reluctance to have sex again, given fear, unwarranted fear, might I add, that the pain will return. And that can ruin a honeymoon, where your bride may require you to perform to her multiple times a day. Your fiancé has followed the modern trend and sent you to us a few weeks before your wedding to have your seal broken in a clinical. You look quite pale, sir. I know this is a lot to hear, but this is a perfectly safe procedure. If I may say, you're one of the lucky ones. Some fiancés only ask that the seal be broken, you know, an outpatient procedure, but your bride-to-be authorized a full release once the seal is broken. An inpatient procedure. The procedure is quite intense, and there's nothing we can give you to dull your senses, unfortunately. We expect you will pass out during or shortly after. You will be monitored by our nursing staff until morning. Then, as soon as we can confirm the return of your normal bodily functions, basically that you can urinate on your own, your fiancé will take you home for additional rest. I can see that you find all of this overwhelming, but you don't know how lucky you are to live in these enlightened times. Just 50 years ago, many thought male ejaculation was a myth. There were anecdotal stories about it, but scientists laughed them off, saying that the men must be peeing or something like that. As a result, women would take their pleasure, but the male wouldn't experience release, and doctors wondered why they were treating so many cases of male pelvic pain. And of course, most pregnancies resulted from artificial insemination. Okay, let's begin. This is my head nurse. She'll be assisting. Nurse, please bring the tray around. Thank you. Alright, the first step is to stimulate you to erection. There are two parts to this. First, my head nurse will remove her top and give you some visual stimulation. There. Oh, isn't she beautiful? Firm and perky. Mm-hmm. That's biology for you. You can't take your eyes off them, but you have no idea why. At least, not yet. Nurse, a surgical lubricant, please. Now, I will add to the visual stimulation with tactile stimulation. Shh. Yes, I know that feels good. I've done this to hundreds of men. You're literally in very good hands. Oh, I know. This is a new feeling for you. But look down at my hand. You see how you grow? Ah, the groans begin. This is just the start. Look how thick and straight you are. Whether she knows it or not, your bride is chosen quite well. You'll be called down upon often to perform your marital duties. Now, this is going to get a little bit more intense, okay? Nurse, please begin to fondle and squeeze the testicles. Shh, sir, please try to lower the volume of your whimpers. There'll be plenty to scream about later, but we're not there yet. Yes, I see that, nurse. Maybe try a little bit more pressure while I stroke harder. Shh, it's alright. It'll be alright. We're just trying to force the fluids past the seal, but we're not making progress. Shh. Sometimes a man's seal can be very thick. That's what we're dealing with here. Don't worry. We'll take care of you. Just relax for a moment while we shift gears. Nurse, I'll need the Van Buren signs, please. There's a sterile set in there in the cabinet. Hmm? Yeah, I think the 7mm. Oh, don't be alarmed. This will be much less painful than what we were just doing to your testicles. Alright, I know this metal rod looks intimidating. What's gonna happen is it will slide into your urethra slowly. Under its own weight. If you're squeamish about it, just don't lick. More surgical lube, nurse, please. All around his opening. Good. And some of the end of the sound. Okay, now deep breath. And release. Good. I'm not going to force this in. Its weight will be enough to slowly make the journey inside you. There, the tip is at the end of your penis. So I'll just turn it a bit and... Ah, oh, good boy. There, just let nature take its course. It's a funny feeling, isn't it? Being stimulated from the inside. Shh, it's about halfway there. When it reaches the bottom, you're going to feel, that's it. You're going to feel the tip against your seal and also some pleasurable sensations in your prostate. Now, feel me trace my finger on the outside of your penis along the sound. Oh yeah, there you go. Stretch top. Now we're making progress. So sliding the sound out and letting it slide in again on its own. That moan sounds like a good moan. Ah, and look at that. The smallest amount of liquid is appearing at your tip. So now I'm going to try stroking you with the sound embedded in you. Shh. Nurse, his left leg is shaking. Could you please hold it down with the stirrup? Shh. I know we're getting close. Ah, the look on your face. It's a brand new feeling, isn't it? You have no idea what's about to happen, do you? There. Arching your back, I'll slide the sound out. Nurse, I'm going to stop stroking for a moment so that we can separate the release from the breaking of the seal. Don't want those things to be linked forever. Please stimulate his sac again. Good. Could you stimulate his sac again? Good, more fluid is appearing. Now, sir, take my hands. The pain will be sharp and short-lived. Nurse, please squeeze harder. You're okay. Just let it out. It's okay to scream this time. That's it. You can be loud. There. The seal is broken. Nurse, you can stop. You'll see the pressure is resulting in a constant stream of his fluids. It's okay, sir. Nurse, wipe his tears, please. The worst is over. You'll never have to go through that again. And now I'm going to grip you again, both your shaft and your testicles, and bring on full release. Full ejaculation. Yes, I know, it feels good. We just broke your seal. While that gave you some relief from the pressure, it wasn't an ejaculation. Yes. Sweet mom. Watch me piston up and down your length. It's so slick. Nurse, he was such a good boy. I think he deserves a treat. Put your perky little breast in the patient's mouth. There. Something to pacify you while I stroke harder. Ah, I feel your testicles contracting and... Ah, there you go. There's your reward. More. You have more to give me. Yeah, that's it. It's so high in the air. And the look on your face. Panic. Wonder. Concern. Joy. Another contraction. Good. Okay, deep breath and one last push. There. Look at you, you made it without passing out. Good work, nurse. The warm wet towels for cleanup, please. And now the warm blanket. You did so well. Don't nod off yet, the nurse will get you some liquids. You'll be very thirsty otherwise. And here, smile. I'll send your fiancé this cute picture of you all bundled up and I'll let her know the procedure was a success. I may also tell her what a lucky girl she is. All the best to you and your bride.